SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Rolling in a boat, young man.
And a gaupa in a biga.
Maybe it's a bad ending. Maybe it's a good one.
Ten Canoes is the first feature-length Australian film made in Indigenous languages. Set in Arnhem Land in northern Australia, the film follows the story of an Aboriginal warrior who joins a group of men in building ten canoes to go into the swamps to hunt goose eggs. Interwoven in the tale is a story of forbidden love, kidnapping and revenge gone wrong.
It's my story. My story you've never seen before.
It came about due to constant badgering of director Rolf de Heer by his good friend and legendary actor, the late David Gulpilil. The director admits he didn't want to make the film because of the difficulties of shooting in a location as extreme as Arnhem Land. When he suggested it to the studio, he expected it to be rejected.
And so I said to the office, look, how about we do this? We do this film in language and around the swamp, you know, mosquitoes, the crocodiles. I rang David that day after I'd spoken to my family and they said, no, Dad, you got to do it, Dad, you got to do it, you know. Well, okay. I rang David and 4 days later I was up there and speaking with him and his mob, and out of that came Ten Canoes.
Rolf de Heer says he was the conduit by which the film was made, but the story came from the Rumiginning countrymen.
I had to make sure that they felt real and had real ownership of the process and of the film. The process grew organically out of, and the script grew organically out of that working process.
Rubber Proof Fence premiered in 2002, bringing the Stolen Generations to the public consciousness in a way that hadn't been seen before.
Every Aborigine born in this state comes under my control. Notice, if you will, the half-caste child. These children are my special responsibility.
Come for the three girls, Maud!
No!
More, Maud!
It is my responsibility to teach them right from wrong so that they will be no different from you or I.
The film is loosely based on the true story of three Aboriginal children, Molly Craig, her sister Daisy Catterbell, and cousin Gracie Fields, who were forcibly removed from their mothers in 1931 under the Western Australian Aborigines Act. The policy was one of a number implemented by authorities across Australia that resulted in the forced removal of generations of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children from their families. It's estimated as many as one in three Indigenous children were taken between 1910 and the 1970s, affecting most First Nations communities in Australia. In Western Australia alone, almost half of the population have stolen generation links. Director Philip Noyes says he had to overcome plenty of negativity to get the film made.
All my friends here in Australia said, don't do it. You'll never get the money and you'll never find an audience. Australians don't want to see stories about Indigenous experience. And those were fighting words for me. And I was determined to prove them wrong, that we would raise the money and that we would find an audience, not only in Australia, but around the world.
And the film did stir controversy. Then-Government Minister Erica Betts demanded the director apologise over the portrayal of the treatment of Indigenous Australians. Mr Noyes says the newly remastered film has left a legacy.
And the reason that I've spent the last year of my life bringing this film back to life is for the next generation.
Yeah.
The film has now been future-proofed.
Mr. De Heer says likewise, Ten Canoes has a resonance and relevance today, nearly two decades after its release.
Its timelessness is what it is. The whole notion of the storytelling in it is that it was meant to be, this is what they wanted, it was meant to be effectively a synthesis of their way of storytelling and our way of storytelling so that their kids could watch it and appreciate it, but also audiences outside could appreciate and watch it.
Ten Canoes will screen again at the Sydney Opera House on June 29th, and Rabbit Proof Fence will have a national release in July during NAIDOC Week. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.